Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Thursday. And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And I'm a happy camper today. My NBA prop bets won for the 12th consecutive day. I went 5-1 on that card. And I have a winning day in college basketball. So let's recap the winning card for you. My handicap goes 6-1. My lone loser? Well, it was against my team, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. I had the Ohio State plus the 3.5. Minnesota gets the job done again. As a fan, I'm a happy camper, but that bet cost me a perfect 7-0 in college basketball. Let's go through the winners now. I cash in the Black Bears of Maine, minus the 4.5. It was a sweaty one against UMBC. Low scoring first half, but in the second half, they found just enough offense to cover the number and cash the ticket. I cash on Hofstra, minus the 3.5. They get revenge against Drexel and cover the number. I cash on FAU. The Owls of Florida Atlantic get the job done against SMU, minus the 6.5. We cash that one not once, but twice. Thank you for the votes, and thank you for the winner on Twitter. I cash on Seattle, minus the 5.5. They get revenge against Stephen F. Austin. Nice, easy, double-digit victory there. I cash in the North Dakota State Bison, plus the 1.5 at home against St. Thomas. They get revenge. They coast to the easy double-digit victory. And then the surprise of all surprises. I have Arizona State, plus the 2.5. They're down 25 points in the second half. And finally, I get one of those comebacks. It goes to overtime. Do they win? No, but I have plus 2.5. And guess what? They lose by 2. And I get to cash by the half a point. That's when it's going your way. I win a game in overtime. How about that? My coin flips go 1-1. I had the Celtics and the Bulls under the 225. That didn't work out for me. I had the Rangers and the Devils in the NHL under the 6.5. I get to cash that ticket. So that's the past. We'll get to the card for Friday in just a moment. But let's lead off with your trivia question. Who are the three programs with the most consecutive NCAA tournament appearances? I'll have the answer in just a moment. Then let's do a quick shout out here. Banner 18AZ, thank you for the 5-star review on Apple. I always greatly appreciate those, and thank you for listening to the show. So now let's get to the card for Friday, and we start in the Ivy League. It's Cornell minus the 1.5 against Yale. So it's the rematch tonight in Ithaca, 8-1 against 8-1 of the Ivy. It's a heavyweight battle. Yale won the first meeting, 80-78. The Big Red of Cornell are 19-4 on the season. They have the number 2 offense and the number 3 defense in the league. Undefeated at home, conference home wins have been by 12 over Columbia, 17 over Penn, 15 over Princeton, 13 over Harvard, and 9 over Dartmouth. I'm not an Ivy League smart guy, but that sounds impressive to me. Yale, on the other hand, is 7-7 on the year. They're number 1 on offense, number 1 on defense. The Bulldogs are coming in off of a loss on Saturday by 11 at Princeton. Yale is 8-5 on the road this season, but I'm going to take the home team in a revenge spot. So give me the Big Red, Cornell, minus the 1.5 at home over Yale. Next up on the card, we head to the Mountain West. It's Nevada, minus the 9.5 at San Jose State. So if you follow me on Twitter, you know I have a Nevada fan named Tyler that's always giving me grief for betting against the Wolfpack. Well, I'm finally going to quiet the critic and support Nevada tonight. The Wolfpack are 21-6 on the season. They're 8-5 of the Mountain West. They've won their last 2 road games at Utah State and at UNLV. They beat San Jose State by 30 in the first meeting. The Wolfpack ranked 5th on both ends of the floor. Winning by double digits on the road in conference isn't easy, but the Wolfpack have done it twice already this season at Fresno State and at Utah State. Meanwhile, on the other side, Tim Miles wants a mulligan at San Jose State. It's been a tough year. 9-18 on the season, 2-12 in the conference. Their only conference wins have been over Air Force. 7 of their last 8 losses have been by double digits in conference. The Spartans rank 11th on offense, 10th on defense. I don't like laying numbers like this. I hope Nevada doesn't get caught looking ahead to Colorado State on Tuesday, but I think the odds are better that they will be locked in so they can run it up and leave no doubt tonight. Give me the Wolfpack of Nevada, minus the 9.5 on the road at San Jose State. Next up on the card, we go to the horizon. It's Green Bay, minus the 2.5 against Purdue Fort Wayne. So I can't pass up this game after watching the Green Bay coaching staff reenact the movie Major League. That was good. I watched it probably 10 times and couldn't stop laughing. We may not know who you guys are, but you do have a chance to claim the horizon this year after going 3-29 last season. The Phoenix have been sitting around since Valentine's Day when they lost the top spot in the league by losing by 1 at home against Northern Kentucky. Purdue Fort Wayne won the first meeting by 4 back in November. No disrespect to the Mastodons of Purdue Fort Wayne, but to steal a partial line from another one of my favorite movies, it would take the Indiana National Guard to stop this team tonight. I expect the Phoenix to be firing on all pistons this evening. So give me the home team. Give me the Phoenix of Green Bay, minus the 2.5 over Purdue Fort Wayne. Next up on the card, we stay in the horizon. It's Milwaukee, plus the 3.5 against Youngstown State. So a little surprised with the number tonight. Milwaukee has a nice back-to-back wins against Cleveland State on the road and Northern Kentucky at home. The Panthers are now 9-7 in the league, 14-13 overall. They lost in overtime a couple weeks back at Youngstown. The Penguins of Youngstown are 19-9 on the season, 11-6 in the horizon. They're the second best team on both ends of the floor. Good balanced ball club. But they're just 1-4 on the road against teams 500 or better in the conference. This is a revenge spot. The Panthers are playing well of late. They're at home getting over a possession. Yeah, I'll bite the hook. Give me Milwaukee plus the 3.5 at home over Youngstown.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card for you, we go to Mac Daddy Hoops Play of the Day. And actually, he has 2 on the card tonight. That's how much we like the Mac. So let's start with play number 1. It's Marist, minus the 7, at Manhattan. So Marist comes into this game riding a 4-game winning streak. Last out, they beat the Golden Griffins by 23 at home. Manhattan is coming off one of their worst performances of the season. They gave up 104 points on 76% shooting to Rider last out. The Jaspers have lost 16 of 17 games, and now they face one of the best defenses in the MAC. Marist has had a couple extra days to prepare. They have nothing but top-tier teams after this on their schedule, so they'll be focused tonight. Marist has won 4 of the last 5 in this building, so let's lay the points here. Give me Marist, minus the 7, at Manhattan. Next up on the card, it's Niagara, minus the 1.5 at Canisius. So this line was plus 1 when Mac Daddy sent it to me, but everything moves on me, so of course I get no value. Niagara is fresh off a Connecticut sweep and is looking to continue their momentum in the second Battle of the Bridge game. Canisius has won 2 of their last 3. The Golden Griffins got out to a quick start and led by 16 in the first meeting against Niagara before the Purple Eagles upped their defensive game and won by 5. Niagara has an efficient offense, top 100 in field goal percentage. Defense, though, is their calling card, and defense travels. Expect Niagara to win their 8th straight game away from Gallagher Center. Give me the Purple Eagles of Niagara, minus the 1.5, on the road at Canisius. And once again, if you want the full write-up and recap and preview of every MAC basketball game, please check out MAC Daddy Hoops on Twitter. He's one of the best in the business. Next up on the card, we go to the coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the Toronto Raptors at the Atlanta Hawks. Total of 245. Heads it is. I'm on the over 245 between the Raptors and the Hawks. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Winnipeg Jets at the Chicago Blackhawks. Total of 5.5 here. Heads it is. I'm on the over 5.5 between the Jets and the Blackhawks. Your trivia question answer, the 3 longest streaks right now in NCAA basketball. Number 1, Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, 33 consecutive years in the Big Dance, 14 of them under Roy Williams, 19 under Bill Self. Number 2, Michigan State, all under Tommy Izzo. Gonzaga is number 3 at 24, 1 under Dan Munson, who went on to coach the Golden Gophers, and now, of course, at Long Beach State, and now 23 straight under Mark Few. So that's your trivia answer here for today. Now, let's recap my card for Friday. Can I have it back-to-back big days? Well, we'll find out. In the Ivy League, I'm on Cornell, minus the 1.5 against Yale. In the Mountain West, I'm finally going to do it for Tyler. Give me Nevada, minus the 9.5 at San Jose State. In the Horizon, give me Green Bay, minus the 2.5 against Purdue Fort Wayne. And please watch that reenactment of the movie Major League. Then I have Milwaukee in the Horizon, plus the 3.5 against Youngstown. Mac Daddy Hoops, 2 Mac games here. I'm on Marist, minus the 7 at Manhattan. I'm on Niagara, minus the 1.5 at Canisius. Coin flips, I'm on the Raptors and the Hawks over the 245. And I'm on the Jets and the Blackhawks over the 5.5. So that's my card for a Friday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.